Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Fine. You could see through all of this fucking bullshit.
You're not breaking any new ground by posting a picture of your fucking grilled chicken breast.
I don't like it. At all. And it just fucking irks the shit out of me. Oh. Do you realize that if you're not on any social media for like a week, nobody, and I mean nobody, will give a fuck.
Ugh. Like I said before, I don't want to fucking tap my foot when I'm buying a pair of fucking pants.
You motherfucker.
Ugh. It's not life or death, it's lunch or dinner. Remember that.
God damn it. Ugh. How fucking aggravating. I remember this one, do you? Good for you. Nobody gives a shit. Ooh. Whoa. Yuck. Ugh. Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. Here's something that didn't happen. This woman wrote on Facebook, "My cat just sent an email to a company I'm trying to secure a contract with, and I can't retract the email. What do I say to the company? I'm so embarrassed. Help." What do I say? Pardon my last email? My cat hit send? So can we still do business? And then her friend writes, "It's unfortunate, but it happened. Have a little fun with it and see what happens. Only in 2021 is this considered normal." With a smiley face. Really? Just in 2020? I thought 2020 was the craziest year. But now, so now it's 2021. But wasn't 2020 crazier? By 2021, we're kind of used to what's going on, right? But so you're saying only in 2021 is this considered normal. So in if this happened in 2019 where your cat hit a key on your keyboard, that would be, what would that be considered? Ah, yeah, that happens all the time. But just because it happened now, then only in 2021 is this considered normal. Right. Because any other time someone had a laptop. And they're fucking, but which, by the way, this didn't happen, okay? Your cat didn't hit send on the fucking email. What did you write in the email before you sent it that you're worried about? You know, pardon my last email. My cat hit send. Can we still do business? What did you say? Hey, your business fucking sucks, okay? I don't even know how you're still in business, and why would I want to work with you? You guys are fucking idiots, okay? This is embarrassing. I don't even want to waste my time sending this email. You guys have no idea how to conduct a business. I don't want to work with you. Don't ever contact me again, or I'll report you to Facebook that you're harassing me. Did you write that in there and then your cat sent that? Or you go, maybe I shouldn't write that because you want to do business with this company. So what was in that email? Okay, even if it was half, if it was only half written, why don't you just go, hey, sorry, I hit send on that. Here's the other part of the email. What are you so worried about? You're not. You know why you're not? Because it never happened. Okay, your cat didn't hit send with its paw. You're full of shit. Hey. And even if you did, if your cat did, you could say, hey, sorry, my cat was on the table on my laptop and accidentally hit send. Here's the rest of the email. No company's going to go, we can't hire this woman. This woman's got a cat. How is this woman going to get any work done if she's got a cat at home? I mean, I know she's going to come to the office 5 days a week for us, but still, she has a cat at home. I don't know. We should probably pass. I don't understand. I don't know what's going on in these people's lives. I say it every week. I still can't. I just don't know what possesses these people to make these things up. I don't know what kind of reaction she wanted from it. Did she want over a cat friends to comment on it? Like, maybe her cat was probably walking on the table while she was working, and maybe it hit one of the, you know, hit the B key. And she goes, hey. I'm trying to craft this email. Maybe that happened. And then she just hit delete and the B went away. And that's all that happened. Maybe the cat hit the B and it went B, 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 B. Maybe it was seven Bs and she just deleted it and put the cat on the floor. That's possibly what happened. Probably what happened. But your cat did not hit send. And all of a sudden, this crazy email, which now they're not going to hire you because your cat sent it. Unbelievable. It's embarrassing. At least she was original on that one. At least it was an original lie, because most of them are, you know, helping old people or, you know, their kids did something really smart. Their young kid. So, because here's one that a guy wrote. My five-year-old daughter said the most astute thing. The world doesn't need more police officers. It needs more good people who love. Oof. Yeah, that's what a five-year-old said. That's because the five-year-old's, you know, following the trial going on in Minnesota right now with the cop, all of that stuff. The five-year-old is glued. That five-year-old is glued to the TV set. Dad, what do you mean we don't get court TV in this room? Why is there so many commercials during this trial? I'm missing things. Like, what's happening? I'm missing like 2 minutes of stuff. Your daughter didn't say that. This guy might just be trying to save his job. I don't know what he's doing. No way did a five-year-old say that. Zero chance. Now, here's a couple of Facebook. This woman posted dog texting codes. Get ready for the funniness. B-O-L, bark out loud. O-M-D-T, over my dead toy. Oof. H-A-W, humans are watching. Yeesh. O-M-D, oh my dog. Yuck. T-T-T-P, talk to the paw. R-O- FB, rolling on the floor, barking. I love Mike that sent this in. He just wrote, like your stupid fucking dog can text. Why would you share this? Is your dog texting other dogs when you're not around? Listen, you stupid bitch. Dogs don't have thumbs, and if they did, they would use it to open the door to get the fuck out of your house, you fat, ignorant whore. Keep up the hate and rage, Mike. I didn't even get that angry about it. He got even more angry. I know, and oh my God, I love LOL, love this, so funny. I have to share this now. No, you don't. No, you don't at all. You really don't have to share it. Nobody's looking forward to it. It's not going to make anybody's day. Somebody might chuckle at it for a second, some fucking cornball, and that's about it. Chris sent this in. This was shared by a 45-year-old man. I really like when you guys put the age of the person in here, because that explains how pathetic it is that a 45-year-old man would come up with something like this, or a 43-year-old woman, or 50, whatever. But the age, really. Because if it's a 22-year-old kid, a 17-year-old kid put something out there, all right, 27, that's fine. 30, you know, gonna smash some White Claws tonight or whatever the fuck, you know, for 30. All right. But a 45-year-old man decided to post this on Facebook. So over this whole social distancing and no shows, so I've decided to take one for the team and end COVID myself. Don't know why I didn't think of this sooner. I'm going to open up to it, tell it I actually care about it and would like to get to know it better. Should be gone in a matter of a day or two. Let me repeat that. He said he's going to open up to it, tell it I actually care about it and would like to get to know it better. And then all of a sudden, it should be gone in a matter of day or two. So I'm trying to figure out how this makes sense. Let's say the coronavirus is hanging around in your backyard. So you're going to go up to it. You go, hey, you know what? I really care about you, and I want to get to know you better. Where did you come from? Did you come from that lab? Did you get leaked from the lab, or was it from the wet markets? Was it accidental? Was it on purpose? Did someone eat a bat from the wet markets, and that's how it spread and all this stuff? I'm just curious. I just want to get to know you. And then how did you get over here? Like, who was the first person to bring it over here? Is that what you're going to do? Just tell me how it's going to go away if you have that conversation. Tell me how all of a sudden it's going to be gone. All the people that, you know, are positive right now and dealing with coronavirus that are sick, is it all of a sudden they're like, holy shit, I don't know what happened. Are people that are in the hospital just going to start walking out of hospital beds, taking all the wires and the fucking ventilator off them? I don't need this anymore. And everyone's just going to walk out of hospitals. Everyone that's sick all of a sudden's got their taste and their smell back. Is that what's going to happen? And if you go near it and want to get to know it and talk to it, you're going to get it. You will get the coronavirus. So how is that going to make it all go away? But this guy is going to take one for the team, and he's going to end it because nobody else thought about doing this. This is all that needs to be done. If someone would just go out there and talk to the coronavirus and get to know it, care about it and get to know it, then this whole thing, this whole worldwide pandemic will be gone, according to this fucking asshole, this 45-year-old man posted this. There was only one comment, and I can't see it. I really want to know the comment. I just hope that comment said, this makes no sense. What are you talking about? It's mind-boggling. Anyway, this week is awful T-shirts. You know, the funny T-shirts people wear, walk around with, want to get noticed. You know, I was thinking, I'm like, instead of these people wearing these funny T-shirts because they want people to laugh what's written on their shirt, why don't they just walk around with a clown nose, makeup, and big shoes on? Like, just when you go to the food store, go food shopping, just where you go anywhere, just wear that. And you'll get the attention. Oh, look at that. There's a clown. He's dressed. Look at that guy. He's dressed like a clown. Just do that because you're dying for attention. Now, once in a while, you'll get a T-shirt from someone as a gift and they think it's funny. You know what I mean? Some dumb T-shirt. And you're, thanks. Yeah, this is great. I'll wear this. You know, and you're like, all right. And you feel obligated to wear it, or you might wear it around the house or something. I understand. You're like, all right, this thing fits. I'll fucking wear it. I don't give a shit. But you should never wear that out in public. You know, like if someone does give you, like, I think my son gave me one. My dad's wins Farter of the Year or something like that. He gave me for my birthday last year. My dad, something like that. My dad won Best Farter of the Year. That was the T-shirt he got me for my fucking birthday. So I'm like, oh, thanks. And I wear it around my house. I would never wear it outside. And I wore it a couple times when he was around just so he saw me wearing it. I'm like, I'm wearing your shirt. He's like, oh, yeah, cool. Just so he knows. I didn't want to just throw it out in disgust. in front of them. So that's fine. If you wear it around your house, no problem. Nobody else is going to see it besides your family members. But any of this other stuff is unnecessary. Just dress up like a clown. Walk around like that. That's what you really want. You want a reaction out of people. You do. Now, this isn't actually shirts, but it's masks, which is the same thing because everyone's putting funny shit on masks now. So, Don sent this one. It was shared by a 56-year-old woman. And the mask says, "Will remove for wine." And there's also a shirt in here, sweatshirts. Yes, we are, it's, I guess, a bunch of group of women when they go out together. They're all going to wear the same one. Yes, we are aware of how obnoxious we are together. No, we don't care. Yes, you do care. Okay, you do care because what's going to happen is when someone kicks you out of a restaurant or a bar you're at because you're being obnoxious and you're being annoying, you're going to go right to Yelp and write a review and bitch and complain that this business threw you out because you were just having a good time. So you obviously do care. Because if you didn't care, you wouldn't go write that review. And that's exactly what you're going to do when, you know, when this happens, when this business goes, look, you guys got to go. You're too loud. People at other tables are complaining. So you, of course you care. And that's good that you're going to, you know, let everybody know how obnoxious you're going to be when you go in these businesses, you know, because you can't, you know. You have to really have that in you. Like those seven women that are going to go out for this little fucking girls' night out. Okay, there's going to be like two of them that are going to be pretty quiet, never cause a scene, don't like to, you know, draw attention to themselves. So all of a sudden when they go out with these stupid chicks, all of a sudden they're not going to become assholes and obnoxious because they don't have it in them. So they're just going to sit there and just be like, oh, man, oh, this is uncomfortable. You know, laugh a couple times, ha, 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 and be like, oh, please, come on. Come on. I come to this place a lot with my family. I don't want to get banned here. They're going to think I'm part of this. That's what they're thinking the whole time. So it's only the obnoxious people, the obnoxious girls in this party of seven that are going to be obnoxious because they're obnoxious all the time. You really don't have to put it on a T-shirt or a sweatshirt. We could tell how you try to come in and take over the place, you know, and you're going to be a bitch to everybody and want to get waited on hand and foot. That's all you're going to do. Because that's great. That's what a business loves when a bunch of fucking seven women come in and just start causing problems, wearing all the same sweatshirt. You know, hey, we are aware of how obnoxious we are. We are together. Wait, what is it? Yes, we are aware of how obnoxious we are together. No, we don't care. Yeah, that's great. That's what everybody, okay, these businesses can't wait. You know, that's what they want to deal with. That's great. But then, you know, we got the, there's a couple different masks, you know, they're funny. One is life is better with wine, cats, and yoga. Oof. I'd rather catch the coronavirus and not wear a mask. If I had a choice between wearing that mask, like, oh, shit, I'm going into this place, I don't have a mask. Oh, yeah, I got one, here's a spare. And it said life is better with wine, cats, and yoga. I go, you know what? I'm going to go maskless. I'll take my chances. I'm not wearing that. Imagine this woman that's walking around with a mask that says life is better with wine, cats, and yoga. You know, the mask might as well just say, I'm a lonely woman who hasn't had a man inside of me in 5 years. That's what that same mask, that's what you'd say on the inside. Oh, you want to know what this really means? Turn the mask inside out and you'll see. That it says, I'm a lonely man. I'm a lonely woman who hasn't had a man inside of me in 5 years. That's what this really means. Life isn't better with wine, cats, and yoga. It really isn't. You know, everything, not everything you wear has to have a funny saying about wine on it. It really doesn't. If your t-shirt, hat, socks, and jacket have a dumb wine pun on them or something, you can leave the mask blank, please. Yeah. Yeah, you know, imagine these women that will remove for wine. Imagine some alcoholic soccer mom wears one of these for a couple of weeks, doesn't wash it. It's going to smell like one of those bar rags, a last call with that fucking dumb wine breath. We'll remove for wine. Yeah. Will you remove it for my dick too? Just asking. It's a Chardonnay. You want red or white? Whatever you got, whatever the house dick is, I'll take. Just embarrassing. The next t-shirt is a picture. God. It's a piece of pizza. It's actually a pizza pie shaped in a heart with pepperonis on it. It's a girl's tank top, and it says, pizza is bae. Now, bae means, you know, my boyfriend, my husband. A lot of black women use it when they got their husbands. My bae, he's my boo and my bae. Or I guess the woman's the bae and he's the fucking boo. Either way, it stinks. So, woman's tank top, a pizza pie shaped in a heart with pepperoni on it, and it says, pizza is bae. You know, you're supposed to eat pizza, not want to fuck it. So you tell me pizza's like a 10-year-old cliche word that most people never use. She's my bae. Most people don't say that. So if a pizza has cheese all over it, it's a chick's bae, right? According to this. But if a guy's dick has a little cheese on it, it's disgusting, right? I don't know. You know, maybe if a woman who wears this shirt puts as much love and attention into a guy as she does with pizza, she'd be in a good relationship. She wouldn't be sleeping on the couch. She wouldn't be going over a girlfriend's house, you know, on the weekend when he's working and just, you know, in tears on the couch. She's got a box of tissues next to her saying how her relationship's falling apart. She doesn't know what to do. Maybe if you're focused on that. Yeah, but pizza's bae. Okay, no problem. Yeah, try ordering pizza two nights in a row for dinner with her and see if she still thinks pizza's bae. You know, Wednesday night, hey, honey, you want to just get some pizza delivered? Yeah, sure. Yeah, why not? I don't feel like cooking. Okay, try that again on Thursday. Hey, that pizza was good last night. You want to get it again? We just had it last night. Yeah, but the shirt you wear all the time. Yeah, I know, I love pizza, but I can't have it every day. We're not having it every day. I'm just asking 2 days in a row. I didn't say, hey, for the next 7 days, we're going to order pizza. I just said, hey, why don't we get it again? It was so good last night. Why not have it again? I just had it. But you got the t-shirt that you wear and all your friends fucking laugh when you have it. Oh my God, I love that shirt. Where did you get that? I don't know. I hear you guys fucking laughing over it. You like wearing it, so why can't we order pizza again? What's the big deal? It was so good last night. Why don't we order it again tonight? Like, why take a chance on something else? If I go in town and I have to stay there for like 3 or 4 days, I'll eat at this. If I find some fucking food that I like, at some place that's nearby where I'm staying, I'll eat the same thing every day for four straight days. At the comedy club, if they got some good food there, which they usually don't, but once in a while they have some fucking, I don't know, some sandwich or dish or something, or some fucking chicken platter or whatever. If I like it, I'll eat it every night. Yeah, same thing. Same thing as last. Really? Yeah, same thing. Why take a chance? And no one's ever said to me, chicken again? You having the same sub you had yet? Yeah, yeah, it works. But I have a feeling that you order pizza two nights in a row for this woman that's wearing this Pizza's Bay shirt. She's going to have a problem with it. Or maybe you're on vacation with her, right? You're walking around the little town. You know, you get some pizza for lunch. Hey, you want to just get some? Yeah, let's go to this pizza place. Let's try it. It's local. Yeah, sure. Ask her if she wants get pizza again that night for dinner. You know, remind her about her Pizza's Bay shirt that she proudly wears. Say, honey, like, well, let's get pizza again. It'll be easy. But we had that for lunch. Pizza's Bay. I mean, that's also a good way to cut your vacation short by going, hey, we're eating pizza again 6 hours later. Maybe you want to get home early. Maybe you're not getting along. Women don't like pizza that much. It's good every once in a while. They know it's not good for them. Everybody does. So they'll eat it, you know, here and there. Yeah, sure, we'll get a slice. A fucking slice of pizza is good. I get it. I like it too. I don't eat it all the time. I don't wear a fucking shirt that says Pizza's Bay. I never would. But you're not going to eat it all the time. You're not going to be in love with it. You're full of shit. If you really did, you'd have it all the time. You know, your coffee shirts that you have every morning and your coffee mugs. I can't do anything without my coffee. You know, don't speak to me till I'm my coffee. That's just something you have every day. Okay, you don't have pizza every day, so don't fucking wear a shirt that says Pizza's Bay. Nobody's buying it, and it's all bullshit. Because if I hung out with you, you would never eat it two times in one day or 2 days in a row. You're full of shit. But I guess you're the cool woman because you have the, you know, you like pizza. I get it. I get it. You're just a laid back woman. You're fine with just a slice of pizza. I'm sure you are. Aren't you you're wonderful. Everybody wants to hang. Every guy's like, that's a cool chick. That's a woman I want to hang out with that loves pizza. Not that much. Hardly ever. No more than two times a week, but she still likes it. I don't know. If I like something, I'm going to have it more than once or twice a week. But that's okay. Just put that on because that means you're fucking cool. All right. Carrie sent this one in. Hey, Jim, I figure you would hate this. I know I did when I saw some lady wearing it in the grocery store. So the shirt says, Mommin is my cardio. Oof. Mommin. M-O-M-M-I-N is my cardio. So in other words, she does a lot of things with her kids. Is it Mommin is your cardio? Is it? So if a woman is overweight, does that mean she's a lazy mom? Like, what if this woman that wears this puts a ton of weight on, right? She puts like 40 pounds on in a year, just balloons up for some reason. She can't wear the shirt anymore. Well, also, she's not going to be able to fit in it either, but she ain't going to be able to wear it. Because Mommin is her cardio. Right? So this, it's just kind of weird because I don't see many Olympic athletes listing, you know, bringing their kids to soccer practice as part of their workout. You know, anyone that's on, you know, these workout women that post all these videos or, or these female sports stars, they don't go, you know, what kind of cardio you do in the off season? I'm a mom. What do you mean? Yeah, I got to get in training, so I'm going to take care of my kid. That's how I train. These people that run these fucking marathons, right? Nah, I just, I'm a mom. That's my cardio. But you got to go 26 miles. I know, but I just do it by taking care of my kid. Okay, your kid is going to be exhausted after walking, running around about maybe a quarter to a half a mile a day. So that's all you're really doing. Okay, you think your kid is fucking running around the house and walking around the house and you're following him for 26.2 miles a day to get you in shape? Okay, most of the things you do with your kid, they're in front of a screen, they're in front of the TV, or you're driving them somewhere. So how are you getting cardio? By putting your foot on the fucking gas and then taking it off and putting it on the brake. Oh, and then you get out of the car and you open their door and you bring them into the karate class. Ooh, that just burned 2 calories. Oh, there's another 22 steps from your car to walk them in the karate to walk back in your car so you could stare at your phone for a fucking hour. Well, let's see if anyone's on Facebook today. Any updates? Oh, look at this. Oh, I love the sunset on my friend's Instagram. She posts the best sunsets every day. I mean, they're the same ones. It looks exactly the same, but it's still, I like looking at it. You do? Then why don't you put it on a fucking screensaver on your phone then? If you do. If it's so wonderful, just put it on your phone so you can look at it every day. Ooh, another sunset. Yay. Ooh, look at this one. A sunrise. Whoa. You know, if you're somewhere and you're watching it, that's one thing. But if you're not there, nobody gives a fuck. It's just like your fireworks. You're not going to send a video of your fireworks. I wasn't there. If I was there at that moment, then I can, yeah, that was a fun night watching fireworks, which it should never be. But someone send you a picture. Yeah, I don't really care. I don't want to look at your fucking fireworks. I wasn't there. So this really doesn't mean anything to me. Just like when you film a song at a concert. You know, you film the Guns N' Roses open up with Welcome to the Jungle on your phone. You want, hey, I went to Guns N' Roses this weekend. You want to see, they open up with Welcome to the Jungle. You want to see this? Nah, not really. That shitty audio on your phone. You know, you're shaking your phone because you're drunk. And you're all the way in the nosebleed seats. Yeah, I don't want to look at that footage. I'm good. I know what the sounds. I know what the song sounds like. Did anything happen? Did anyone slip on the stage? Did the power go out? Anything crazy? No, then I'm good. I don't want to hear the fucking audio of your off your phone from a mile away and look at that. Oh, this is great. Wow. This is cool. Keep it to yourself. Mom, and it's my cardio. Ugh. Yeah, I got a feeling that the most cardio any woman who owns this shirt has done is walk to the mailbox to get their Amazon package it was sent in. Oh, my God, my shirt's here. It's in the... I'm tracking my package. I've never tracked a package. I don't give a fuck. I don't want to track it. When they say, oh, your package is on the way, you could track it here. I've never clicked on that. Never. I'd rather click on a link to kiddie porn than click on a link where it's a track. I don't give a fuck that my package is in Atlanta and it's almost in New Jersey and tomorrow might be in Virginia and it should be here. It's in South Jersey now and it should be here in a few hours. I don't give a fuck. It's not that important. Whenever it gets here, it gets here. Hey. But yeah, my mom, it is my cardio. Yeah, you must do a lot of cardio, you know. You must burn a lot of calories turning on a Disney Channel for your kids, you know, or microwaving some chicken nuggets for them. Yeah, that's a lot of cardio. You went from the freezer and got the chicken nuggets out, read the back of the box, put it in a microwave. Honey, here, let me set the Disney Channel up. Walked in the living room, put the Disney Channel on, walked back. Chicken nuggets were done. You grabbed the plate. Here you go. You want something to drink? No, are you sure? I just said no. You saying, are you sure, is going to go, you know what? I just thought about it. Yeah, I do want to drink. Thanks for saying, are you sure? Because I wasn't sure until you said, are you sure? And then you put the chicken nuggets in front of the fucking kid with the Disney Channel on, and then you went and sat down. Ooh, there's another 2.5 calories you just burned. That was 28 steps you took from the microwave to the freezer to the living room to the back and then back. That was 28 steps. You're really momming really is your cardio, isn't it? The pounds are just melting off you. You might have went down a size. You better go check. Look, if you're breathing hard and you're drenched in sweat after spending an hour with your kid, you go to the doctor and get checked out. There's something must be wrong. No one's going to look at you while you're taking care of your kid and go, wow, you're all sweaty. Did you just get back from the gym? No, I just been, my kid's been, you know, running around the house. Look, the bottom line, mom it is for cardio. This is a perfect shirt for a woman to let complete strangers know that she's a great mom that takes care of her kids and is 100% involved in their lives. So any overweight moms out there, feel bad when you read this shirt, because obviously you're not doing a good job or you would be in shape like me. So not only am I telling you I'm in good shape, I'm also a mom. So I lost all the weight after I had the baby. And these moms that are overweight, you're not a good mom because you should have lost the weight like me, because I just run around all day and chase my kid. You're lazy. That's what that's saying. Because no other people knew that, you know, when you have a little kid, you got to move. You got to move around. You might have to follow them. They might get into some shit. You might open a door and they might run right outside. You might have the basement door open for a second and you got to make sure the kid doesn't go there. And he starts walking towards it and you got to run to go shut it. Nobody knew that until this mom and his cardio shirt came out. That you got to, you know, especially when your kid's like two, you know, he can walk. He's just, as soon as you put him down, he's taken off. And you gotta follow him. You gotta take care of him. It's good that you wore this shirt. You're like, oh, wow, I could actually burn calories. Because you're burning a lot. You really are. That's what, you know. I'm surprised the dads don't do it either, these sports players in the offseason. What was your workout this offseason? Well, I got two little kids. I chased them around. And look at my six-pack abs. I put on muscle, too. This is just embarrassing. Christy sent this in. It was a happy St. Patrick's Day shirt. She goes, Jim, I thought I would send you this shirt I bought, which you will probably consider awful. It says, on the shirt, it says Irish. It's green with a green top hat. Irish, I was a little bit taller. And she said there is a song, I Wish, by Skee-Lo that says I wish. So instead it says Irish. So I guess it's off some Skee-Lo. I don't know what the fuck that is. Skee-Lo, I Wish. I'm sure this song is terrible. So it's a little play on his words from lyrics from his song. And Chris, yeah, she sent that. Just a picture of her with the shirt on, you know, like not her face, but the t-shirt on with the thumbs up. Just to try to annoy me, which that's fine. You want to wear it. I get it. But it's funny. I finally have women sending me pictures of their chest, but it just shows dumb, you know, sayings on their t-shirt. That's what I get. You know, thank you. No, but that's fine. But But can you only wear the shirt on St. Patrick's Day? Because after that, it really doesn't mean anything, right? You can't really wear this thing in July. So you just wear it like that week, maybe the week after. Because if in August, does this shirt make sense? It's all green and St. Patrick's Day and all this shit. But look, she listens to the podcast and still wears dumb t-shirts. That's what I always say. Look, if you like doing something, I don't want to discourage you from it. I can ruin it for you. I've ruined a lot of things for different people. But if you like doing something, go do it. Don't listen to me. I'm a fucking idiot. I just pick apart things. You know, if you want to wear dumb t-shirts or, you know, take pictures of yourself and call them that S word, you know what I mean? And put all smiley faces on everything or whatever you want to do, stuff that I hate. You want to get a vanity plate, that's fine. I don't have to, you know, I'm not discouraging you not to get it. It's just something that I wouldn't do. And I wouldn't walk around where I wish I was a little taller. I would never wear that shirt. But I get it. Don't take this shit personally. Most people do. You know, the people that take pictures of their food. I mean, you should think about it, like, do I really need to post this? Like, what am I doing this for? This is a meal that I'm going to eat. Nobody else is going to eat. So no one's really going to, there's really no connection to this, you know, chicken parmesan I'm getting at this Italian restaurant that I'm going to take a picture of with some linguine on the side. You know, I'm ready to eat this because I'm hungry. I take a picture of this and post this. I don't know what this is going to do for anyone else. They're not there. They might even not even know this restaurant. They never had this before. I'm the one who's going to experience this, not them. So I don't know why anyone's going to go, you know, besides, yeah, just be nice. Yeah, it looks good. Mmm, wow. What restaurant is that? Oh, my God, that looks amazing. I haven't had chicken parm in so long. But you do what you got to do. I don't understand it. I don't know what you're doing it for. I don't know why you're posting a picture of your food. I don't know who's going to give a shit. Are you trying to make someone jealous that it was your time to eat? Is that what you're doing? Like, can you believe that he's eating that now? I'm not even hungry. You know, he posted that at 6 o'clock. I usually don't eat dinner till 8. And he's posting that now. Is he trying to make me jealous? I don't know how to respond to that. I'm not hungry right now. It's not my time to eat. Are you going to look back at that picture? Well, isn't that that Facebook memories comes up, right? 3 years ago today, that picture you took of your fucking grilled chicken salad with walnuts and some apple slices that you took at some restaurant. Are you going to repost that? Oh, my God, I remembered a salad. You go, did I fucking post that? Why did I post a picture of my salad? That was fucking stupid. What was I thinking? That's not a memory. Posting your chicken your fucking grilled chicken salad from 3 years ago. You know, a picture pops up from 3 years ago. You and your friends on the beach. You went away for a weekend. That's a memory. Oh, my God, that was a great trip. That food picture means nothing. Even the second you post it doesn't mean shit. But keep doing it. That's fine. Whatever you got to do. Let everybody know that it's your time to eat. That's what you're doing. Letting everybody know, hey, I'm ready to eat this steak. I just wanted to let my friends know, because I'm sure a lot of people are sitting around going, I wonder what fucking Tony's going to eat tonight. I'm going to text my friend Steve right now, find out what he had for lunch, because he didn't post it. You think anyone's doing that? You think anyone's one? I wonder what they had for dinner tonight. Let me go look. Oh, here, look at this. spaghetti and meatballs. You know, I wasn't going to guess that. I was going to guess hamburger and French fries, but spaghetti and meatballs. That's what people are doing with their time. That's what people are doing with these fucking, you know, the cameras on their phones, just taking just nonsense. Let me take a picture of this. I'm going to see if I can get someone jealous that I took a picture of my food. I'm really hungry, but before I eat this, I'm going to take a picture of it. You know, there's a lot of comedians now that, and they'll make you put your phone in a bag so you can't have a phone in the place, like Chappelle does it and a bunch of comics, so you can't record their new material. Chris Rock does it, so you can't record their new material on your phone and then put it on YouTube because they're working on it and stuff. A yonder bag, I think it's called. So when you go in the place, you got to put your phone in a bag. And there's like a lock on it or whatever. And then if you want your phone, you got to come back out to the lobby or something like that and take the lock off to check your phone. But you can't have it at the table. They won't let you because people have videoed their new material. Kevin Hart does it too and all that stuff. That's what I'm going to do when I go to people with dinner. Yeah, anyone I go to dinner with, I'm going to have those bags. And you're going to have to lock your phone so you can't take a picture of your fucking food. We're here to eat. Nobody has to know anything. Nobody gives a shit what you're eating. Some guy's going to size his plate up. Let me get another shot. Now I need a little more lighting. Let me put the flash on my camera. I'm going to go, nobody gives a shit that you're going to eat that right now. Not one person in this whole world. Even your kids that are home don't really give a shit. I wish my kid was here right now because I would tell him, hey, I don't know if you know, but last night when I went to the restaurant, I got the grilled chicken with a baked potato on the side. And he'd go, well, why are you telling me that? Now, I just want, in case you were wondering what I ate last night when I went out to dinner with my friends, I had grilled chicken with a baked potato on the side. And he would just look at me like, Dad, pay attention to me. Look me in the eye. I don't give a fuck.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.